Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, let's look at some of your questions. Don writes, every time I get chest pain, which I think is a muscle, my doctor tells me to go to the ER. I've gone 6 times in the past 6 months, and it's not my heart. What else could it be? Why won't my doctor help me? So I think a common question is, when you have chest pain, when do you worry and when don't you? Now, I'm in my late 40s, not going to be in my 40s much longer. And I got to tell you, when I had chest pain, you know, maybe in my 20s or 30s, I blew it off. I'm like, look, I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s. But now that I'm in my 40s, possibly soon 50s, if I get chest pain, I need to take that pretty darn seriously. The problem is there's tons of things that could cause your chest to hurt. So from a cardiac-wise, a cardiac column, I teach my students to look at columns, make a box. The cardiac column can be a heart attack. It could be inflammation around the heart. It could be a myocarditis. It could be a pericarditis, an epicarditis. I could be having a problem with a valve. I could have a problem with the rhythm. I could have an issue with the pump. Where it's not pumping well, I have congestive heart failure or something like that. So obviously when there's chest pain, the first column is going to be the heart. And we're going to want to make sure there is nothing going on with the heart. But your chest area comprises a bunch of other things. So you have your pulmonary system. So you might have chest pain because your lungs have some fluid in them. Or your lungs could be inflamed. COVID can cause chest pain if you have a COVID pneumonia. A pneumonia, sometimes bronchitis could cause some burning in the chest. Sometimes you could have a pneumothorax where part of your lung drops or collapses. You could have something called pleurisy where the lining of the lungs are inflamed and it hurts so bad, especially when you breathe. So we're able to kind of differentiate based on when you take a deep breath, does it feel worse? You know, can you kind of reproduce it? Another organ system that you have in your chest is the GI system. So you have your esophagus. You have the upper part of your stomach, depending on if you have a hiatal hernia or not. So when you have chest pain, this happened with me. I actually had my husband in my 30s drive me to the hospital. It was the worst chest pain ever until I burped and I felt better. Well, then that was my esophagus, an esophageal spasm. Food trapped in the stomach, something that scrapes down, an erosion in the esophagus. Ulcer, heartburn, gastroesophageal reflux disease. That could cause some chest pain. And then you also have your rib cage and your muscles and cartilage. Costochondritis, where the cartilage is inflamed. If you press on it, it could hurt. If you take a deep breath, it could hurt. Sometimes people could tell how superficial the pain is. Sometimes you just can't tell. Sometimes you could be having a heart attack, but the whole area hurts, even if you touch it. So I look at the columns as you got the chest, the heart column, the lung column, GI column, musculoskeletal column. There's also neural nerves, things like that, that could be. So when somebody says they have chest pain and they say, trust me, it's not my heart, any doctor could lose their license if they said, you know what, I think you pulled a muscle. They have to check you out. They have to make sure you do the, you know, you do the EKG, you do the chest x-ray to look at the lungs, EKG to check the heart. Ask you about reflux, GI issues, do some exam moves and maneuvers and see if they could reproduce it, if they think it is inflamed cartilage. But here's the thing. You shouldn't be going to the ER 6 times. So I'm kind of curious as to who your doctor is. Is your doctor your regular primary care doctor that knows you and follows you, or is it a telemedicine doctor? Because people call telemedicine all the time saying, I have chest pain, but don't worry, it's not the heart. How do I know that? If this is your unlucky day, you could still die of heart disease and I'll lose my license. If you're having chest pain, I got to send you to the ER. I got to send you to somebody who could see you. So if you've gone six times because you called a doctor who couldn't examine you, yeah, they're going to send you to be examined. Which is why I recommend that everybody still have an in-person doctor they could see. Because what your in-person family doctor or internist would do, or nurse practitioner or PA, is if you are having repeated chest pain, then they'll do a CAT scan. Or they'll get you in with a cardiologist. Or they'll try some anti-inflammatories if they think it's your cartilage. Or they will treat you for GERD or have a GI doctor take a look at you to see if you have an ulcer or esophageal ulcers or erosions. So somebody having repeated chest pain needs to be looked at. So then for you sitting there at home going, well, okay, I don't want to be going to the ER. How do I know if my chest pain is bad or not? Well, I've seen mild heart attacks. I've seen silent heart attacks. So unfortunately, I can't give you a level of pain. Well, if it goes above a 5, I can't do that. I've seen people with appendixes burst with no pain. So I can't use pain, unfortunately. But if the pain comes on, you start having trouble breathing, you're sweating, you're having some arm pain, any of those symptoms. You don't have to have all those symptoms. People say, my arm doesn't hurt, so it's not a heart attack. No, your arm doesn't necessarily have to hurt. But let's say you have the whole constellation of symptoms. You're sweating, you're nauseous, you're dizzy. You feel like the heart needs to be pulled out of your chest or an elephant is sitting on your chest. You can't breathe. You feel weak. It's probably a heart attack. You call 911. Now, if you were just, let's assume you come back from the ER. They don't think it's your heart. All right, you've been checked thoroughly. There's no heart disease in the family. You don't smoke. You don't have diabetes. You don't have high blood pressure. You have been told that your chest pain is not a heart attack. Maybe you were doing a lot of lifts at the gym or putting a bunch of things up in a cupboard or doing some shelving. If you can push on it, if you move your arms and you make it hurt and it seems superficial, then maybe it's more muscular. If you burp and it goes away, it might be more GI. If you take a deep breath, and then it might be in the lungs. But unfortunately, I can't say when not to worry because you have to get it checked out because I've seen the mildest of cases be cardiac related. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Pfizer said that they are going to start a large study now to test the COVID-19 vaccine in kids below 12. This is making a lot of parents nervous, and I'm optimistic. I think overall, based on at least 6 months of adults and young adults, and now teenagers having it, I think a very well strategized, choreographed vaccine study can be done, especially since we still have children die and hospitalized of COVID, much less than adults, but there was a recent uptick, according to the CDC. So we are going to have to study the vaccine in kids. We're also going to have to study this mRNA technology in kids because this might be our cancer cure later. So it was going to happen. I know a lot of people are panicked about it, but it's something that I think is a good thing. All right? Hopefully there's no side effects, hopefully. But this is something that, you know, whenever we study medicines in children and things like that, we take a lot for granted. We have all these antibiotics and children preparations out there. But, you know, it takes kids being tested. I mean, look at what happened with Fisher-Price. Fisher-Price is in a slew of trouble because of one of their bouncy seats that led to multiple deaths of children. That, for us to have products that we feel are safe for children, sadly, there's experiences with them that shape the technology. You know, it's interesting. I'm watching The Food That Built America. I love that series. Stephen David Entertainment is fantastic. They did The Men Who Built America. Then they did The Presidents. Then they did, there's a whole bunch of series. So they have The Food That Built America. And one of the reasons why we have a lot of the foods we have today is because in the olden days, people would die from foodborne illness. People would get sick. You used to farm your own food, grow your own food, but then with the Industrial Revolution, it moved people into the cities. So we had these cities, you know, burst and boom, and you really couldn't bring in a lot of, farm, equipment and farmland and things like that, so you had to bring in food. Well, bringing in food, what was their shelf life? We didn't really have a lot of refrigeration. And we didn't have preservatives. So cheese, bread, people would get sick. We talked about the Cracker Barrels. Cracker Barrels would hold crackers in the turn of the century, last century. The bottom of the barrel would have maggots and bugs and things like that. So you never want to eat crackers from the bottom of the barrel. But the crackers were just left open, and they could get moldy. Cheese would get moldy. Meat could be bad. In fact, what a lot of business owners did is in order to sell their bad milk, bad meat, they would use bleach, use colorings, do things to it to make it look fresh just to sell it. People were getting sick. They were getting pretty ill. Some people were getting cancer because there were chemicals being put in the food. So there was a need for companies to start to look at how to make foods that can last longer and not spoil and be able to hold or be able to feed a family who had to now go and work. And that's how TV dinners and Stouffer's and Swenson's came along and all that. It's a fantastic series. But unfortunately, the food we have today was on the backs of people getting sick because of not being proper sanitary pasteurization, those kinds of things. So, pediatric illnesses like polio that would paralyze or kill kids, it took a vaccine, and it took a vaccine being tested on kids and being given to kids. So this isn't the first time we've done it. I know a lot of people are concerned. It's happened multiple times in our past before. It's just this is a new vaccine. So I get that people are a little nervous. But the study's going to enroll up to 4,500 children and more than 90 clinical sites in the U.S., Finland, Poland, and Spain. Pfizer's vaccine has been authorized for use in children as young as 12 in Europe, the United States, and Canada. So currently we're doing the vaccine 12 on up for Pfizer. Moderna is still 18 on up. Johnson & Johnson is still 18 on up. The company, though, for Pfizer, said they selected a dose of 10 micrograms for children between 5 and 11 years of age, and 3 micrograms for infants from 6 months to 5. So in order to reach this herd immunity, then have to inoculate children and young people. It is a critical step, and one that I think a lot of, like I said, parents are kind of, would I have my young kids get the vaccine? If it was proven safe, if there was enough clinical trials, absolutely. Because, again, this is a virus that I think was tinkered with. I don't know what this virus is capable of. Naturally occurring viruses out there can also be bad, but this one is weird. People are losing their hair, they're losing their taste, they're losing their smell, they're getting weird rashes, fertility issues. Some of them are turning diabetic. I want my kids to be able to fight this virus. And remember, the mRNA vaccine that Pfizer is doing should not touch the DNA. It's mRNA with instructions that tells a cell cytoplasm, not the DNA, but the cytoplasm to follow the instructions and make proteins. It shouldn't touch the DNA, alter the DNA, affect the DNA. The mRNA should then go away. The spike proteins, once they create an immune response, so our immune system could identify the spike proteins, those are supposed to go away. So if everything is true about what they're saying, then this should be pretty darn safe. But I know it's frustrating. Now, but I like the science. These mRNA vaccines, I really do like. Until I see, you know, data that says otherwise or they're very dangerous, you know, do I think people are having allergic reactions to them? You don't hear of any more anaphylaxis cases. The news doesn't cover it. But, yeah, I'm sure they're still out there. But that could be the adjuvants. It could be what is surrounding that mRNA. But the mRNA technology is absolutely fascinating in that they could just, rather than inject a live virus or a piece of virus, there, it's material that can tell your body what to make for the immune system. I know it sounds scary, but as long as that's all it does, it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in medicine. Do I trust it? Yes. Am I ready to inject six-month-olds? No. I want to see more studies. I want to know that it's gotten the seal of approval from the government, and I want to know that we're getting full transparency from the CDC on side effects. So what's going on with COVID? All right? Are we almost done with COVID in the United States? Unfortunately, no. We've had some surges. According to Best Life Online, there are five states seeing some pretty bad COVID surges right now. So Kansas is one of them. They say they've had new cases in the last 7 days, five cases per 100,000 people. The percent increase has been, they've had about a 10% spike. In Oklahoma, they average about four new cases per 100,000 people, but they've had an overall 18% increase in the last 7 days. Wyoming, there's been a lot of maybe tourism, so I wouldn't be surprised if if it's relative, if they've had an increase. Well, if the weather's nice and more people are out and about, that wouldn't surprise me. But unfortunately, they're having a 30% increase in the last 7 days. 16 cases per 100,000 people. Nevada, this is where I'm from. We have had a 63% increase in cases. 11 cases per 100,000 people in the last week. And then Alabama. And I can tell you right now, I'm licensed in Alabama. I'm seeing patients that have COVID. 9 cases per 100,000 people, but they have had a 69% hike. So overall, we're doing fantastic. Our serious critical hospitalizations numbers are down to 5,200. India is still battling with tens of thousands of cases. We're still seeing spikes in Turkey and Russia, the UK. You know, so we're doing better overall, but unfortunately we're still having some spikes in cases in some states. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Major websites are coming back online after a temporary but massive outage that rolled the internet this morning. Sites ranging from YouTube and Instagram to HBO Max and PayPal started seeing problems around 5:30 Eastern Time. The outage is reportedly linked to Fastly, a cloud platform that provides services for a wide range of websites. The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blunt describing the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to the hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
This is USA Radio News. Fewer Americans are wearing face masks to protect against getting or spreading the coronavirus. A new Gallup poll found mask wearing is down among all groups since the CDC relaxed its masking guidelines last month. 79% of people surveyed say they've worn a mask outside their home during the past week. That's down from 86% in April and 90% every month from July 2020 through March of this year. Governor Greg Abbott is signing the 1836 Project into law, which he says puts an emphasis on patriotic education. This law comes after concern that educators in the state were not properly addressing the history of Texas.
The 1836 Project promotes patriotic education about Texas and ensures that the generations to come understand Texas values.
The Texas Republicans signing two other bills into law on Monday, one prohibiting Texas vaccine passports and the other protecting critical infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So when you're from Las Vegas, you learn how to play craps. You learn how to play blackjack. You learn how to play roulette. You're pretty good at the bingo, but you're beyond bingo. You'll play keno. You'll play the slots. You'll play the poker machines, and now they have all these new things, spin the wheel, and they got Pai Gow poker, and they got poker tournaments and all that. But being from Vegas, I'm not very lucky at bingo. I'm not lucky at keno. I don't think I've ever really won at keno. I'm definitely not good at lotteries. There is no lottery in the state, so I have to drive. Whenever I'm in California, I have to get the lottery tickets and then, you know, play the California lotto. So, I mean, maybe I win, you know, betting on sports, and I won taking my son to play blackjack when I was trying to teach him how easy it is to lose. So that was kind of a mistake, but it still ended up nicely. So I'm not very, very lucky. So, and I think a lot of us in Nevada, you know, when we hear about sweepstakes, I think we're so used to not winning that we don't, you know, think much of it. Yet, with the COVID vaccine sweepstakes, we're seeing in the news people getting college, free tuition to college. We're seeing people getting $50,000 here. They're getting fishing licenses and guns in West Virginia. There's all sorts of goodies now being given away in states if you've been vaccinated for COVID. So why not? Nevada's going to probably do the same. Nevada wants to hit that 70% of their population vaccinated goal by July 4th. This has been touted by Joe Biden. And the federal government has given states money to do this. They gave the money in the form of, well, you can educate people, but if people aren't really enthusiastic about the vaccine, some of the states are using those federal funds for bribes to get people excited to get the vaccine. And it will work on some. You know, we talked about maybe three quarters of the population that is not going to get the vaccine, can't budge, but you still have about 25 to 30% who might be convinced. So I do anticipate an uptick. But I was talking to Joe Bartels on News 13 about this last night. And I love it. He's a great reporter, great station. But I told him, you know, there is a bigger picture to this that I'm thinking. And I've spoken to you guys about this. All right? I think the Biden administration is under a lot of pressure to give away the vaccines that are being used. And some of you are out there saying, look, I don't want the vaccine. Take my vaccine, give it to Nepal. Give it to India. Give it to Vietnam. That's fine. Take my vaccine. There are others going, nah, they're not going to take away the vaccine. I'll get my vaccine when I get around to it. I'll get there. I'm not really feeling it. If I feel it, maybe next week, maybe I'll do it. So there's some of you doing that. And I said how you kind of address that is, all right, guys, it's free now. After July 1, it's not going to be free. So if you want to get your free shot, do it now. But you might have to pay for it after a certain date. So that might get people to come in who are on the fence. And then there's a lot of you that are out there going, look, I'll just wait for my booster. But again, we don't know if the boosters are only going to go to those who have been vaccinated first. So I don't know if virgins get the booster, virgin meaning vaccine, are going to be able to get the booster. We're still not set on that. But another issue we're having is not only is the Biden administration getting a lot of heat for the vaccines to just be held, the vaccines can only be held for a certain amount of time. Now, I don't know much about the shelf lives or the expiration dates, but I think Pfizer has to be used within a couple weeks. Hold on a second. Let me see what I have here. I think Moderna can be saved for about 6 months. Pfizer, I think, for 2 weeks. And then Johnson & Johnson, they just say the expiration date. Yeah. All right, so that's what I have. So Pfizer could be, once you diluted, a Pfizer shot could stay for 30 days in the freezer. But when these vaccines are getting shipped out, and I don't know if you remember the speed at which we had to get, you know, people are like, well, can I sign up for the vaccine clinic next month? It was, we don't know when we're getting the vaccine doses, and when we do, we have them, and we were talking hours. That's why kudos to all the health departments and all the nurses and medical schools that were on it, that were able to administer these. Fantastic job. Really, really impressed. But there wasn't a lot of time. So here we are, June, going to be mid-June soon. And if your vaccine with your name on it has been being held, right, since March, it had to be given to somebody else. Okay, before these vaccines get thrown out, right, we want to give them to people. And so I'm just wondering if maybe what's going on is the government is telling these states, look, guys, as much as we don't want to make it look like a circus and raffles and sweepstakes and make it look like we're bribing, if we don't use them, we lose them. And losing vaccines because they're expired or old or won't make the trip back across the pond to be given out in Europe or to be given in Asia or wherever is a bad look. And so I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on these states to get as many people vaccinated as possible, one, for herd immunity, but two, because they're going to lose the shots, either by expiration or by they got to get shipped back to people who need them. So some of you are thinking, well, wait a second. If I think California was offering $50,000, so I know some of you are thinking, wait a second. Hey, if I hold out, this $50,000 now, if I hold out, maybe I can make it to $100,000. No, it's not going to work that way. I think a big reality is going to hit where they're going to say, look, those of you guys that are, you know, you need to poop or get off the pot. And a lot of us just want to sit and poop. Okay, we don't really want to get off the pot. We're too scared. I don't know where that saying came from. I love that saying. You got to poop. You got to get off the pot. You can't just sit there and wait for it. Even though the best type of BM is to be able to relax and wait because you can't be in the bathroom forever. Maybe that's where it came from. Maybe there was a line. You know, and let's say my great-great-great-great-grandmother Dahlia, who knows? Nobody's in my family named Dahlia, but let's say, imagine me as a great-great-great-great-grandma. And I'm sitting there on the potty trying to read, you know, the newspaper, right? The Federalist Papers, whatever. Like, Dahlia, come on. You gotta poop. No, let me wait. I'm in a good... This is a good part to the paper. Politics are crazy. Poop or get off the pot. So, you know, so exciting that Nevada, I'm not exactly sure what, I think it's going to be a raffle, and I believe anybody that has been vaccinated, even those of us older veterans of the vaccine who were vaccinated in December or January, will be able to possibly be in this raffle if we're a part of the electronic vaccine record. It is exciting stuff, but where I'm a little concerned is I don't think a lot of Vegas people are into the sweepstakes thing. Vegas people and Nevada people in general, because this will include Reno and stuff, I think they have been kind of taught that the one in a million chance of them winning the sweepstakes, they have better odds at the casino. So when people hear of a raffle, they, you know, I think to Nevadans, they're a little bit more numb than other states. Other states, you have a raffle. You know, I think you have a better chance of winning. But in Nevada, we've been just kind of so grown to say, no, if I want to win money, I have to go to the casino. See, when I wasn't born here, but I've been here since I was a kid, off and on for years, and it's just kind of ingrained. If you want to win money, you don't go to California for a lottery. You walk to a nearby Vegas casino, and you spend money at the local casino. That's how you win money. So, kind of hard to train Nevadans to now do it old school. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we talk about with the vaccine, you don't use it, you lose it. I don't know how much water we're going to have left. I got to tell you, I live in Nevada, and I grew up in California, Nevada, Phoenix, moved a lot, went to 12 different schools, so I'm pretty well familiar with the area, and this is the worst drought I have seen in my lifetime. And they're calling it a mega drought. And whether it's global warming or climate change or yours and my, you know, double hamburger patty burger or the cows farting, I don't know what's causing it, but there's a shift. And this shift is causing the West to have one of the worst droughts I've ever seen. And it's taking a dramatic toll on the Colorado River. Now, I need the Colorado River. I might not need necessarily the Avalanche hockey players because, you know, we need the Golden Knights to win, which hopefully they will tonight and be a little bit closer to then the Stanley Cup if they get to then play Winnipeg? No, Montreal. But the Colorado River provides water to 40 million people in 7 states. And we spoke about this. We're in some precarious times where there's going to have to be cuts. Now, we have in Nevada the Hoover Dam. Now, the Hoover Dam has relied on water from Nevada's Lake Mead to cover up its backside. The Hoover Dam is 85 years old. And as with any other 85-year-old, a lot of times the tushy shows, right? Trust me, if God willing, I live to my 80s, I am sure there's going to be much more nudity than you all would have expected. I just think when you're older, you just like to have your clothes off. I hate taking my clothes off, but man, when I'm older, I think I am really going to be a streaker. But they say, according to CBS News, at 85 years old, Hoover Dam is finding itself uncomfortably exposed. Much of the water the dam is supposed to be holding back is gone. According to Pat Mulroy, the former head of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, she said that the nation's largest reservoir is on track to soon hit its lowest level ever recorded. Now, we need this part of the Colorado River system for Las Vegas, Phoenix, Southern California. It allows whatever agricultural land we have to get water, because obviously there's no rain coming. Mulroy says this landscape screams problems to me. I mean, just look at the bathtub rings. To me, that is an enormous wake-up call. Now, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Pamela Lee Anderson famous video in Lake Mead. I don't know when that was done. What, in the 90s? And you saw maybe about a foot or two. I don't really remember because I didn't watch the whole thing. I was like, you know, I think hubby was watching. I'm like, I'll pass. I just felt bad watching people have sex that didn't really want the whole world to watch. But you saw the mountains in the background. I knew they were at Lake Mead because you saw, I think they were at Lake Mead. I just recognized the water levels go down, the whiteness to the rocks. Well, now it's even lower. It's, I think, double. They say Lake Mead is only at 37% of its capacity. It lost 63%. It hasn't been full since back in 2000 when the water came right up to the top of Hoover Dam. Now it's pretty bleak. So apparently since 2000, Lake Mead has dropped 130 feet, about the height of a 13-story building. Islands in the lake that used to be completely submerged, you can now see. So they're concerned they're at the tipping point. The federal government is expected to declare a water shortage on the lower Colorado River later this summer. It's going to force automatic cuts to the water supply for Nevada and Arizona starting in 2022. Homeowners have higher priorities, and at first probably won't feel it as painful as farmers. Dan Thielander is a second-generation family farmer in Arizona's Pinal County. The water to grow his corn and alfalfa fields comes from Lake Mead. He says if we don't have irrigation water, we can't farm. So next year we're going to get about 25% less water, which means we're going to have to fallow or not plant 25% of our land. In 2023, Thielander and other farmers in this part of Arizona are also going to possibly lose either all or most of their water from Lake Mead, so they're now rushing to dig wells to pump groundwater to save their farms. That's if they could even reach any. Lake Mead has had to cut the dam's hydropower output by nearly 25%. So what's happening in Las Vegas? Well, Governor Sisolak on either Friday or Saturday signed a bill for us to rip out the ornamental grass. If we're in a water, we're having water issues, they're going to rip out the grass in places where the grass is not being used, just merely ornamental or non-functional, and they're going to replace it with desert landscaping. According to AB 356, it says Section 39 of this bill prohibits, with certain exceptions, the waters of the Colorado River that are distributed by the Southern Nevada Water Authority or one of the member agencies of the Southern Nevada Water Authority from being used to irrigate non-functional turf on any property that is not zoned exclusively for a single-family residence on or after January 1, 2027, which could also mean businesses with decorative grass, you know, or like little holes for golf or whatever, probably gets ripped out. Section 39 also requires the Board of Directors of Southern Nevada Water Authority to define non-functional or functional turf for the purposes of this prohibition, and to develop a plan to identify and facilitate the removal of the non-functional turf within the service area of the Southern Nevada Water Authority on property that is not zoned exclusively for single-family residents before December 31, 2026, in phases based on the categories of water users. So for now, homes are okay, parks are okay, schools, golf courses. And having lived in Nevada now for most of my adult life, because I ended up training here and then opening a practice and having my family here, new homes had restrictions on grass. In fact, most of them, I don't think you could have grass. In fact, there might even start to be restrictions on pools. How many people can have a pool? Because pool takes a lot of water. So with us, we don't have any natural grass. We did in our older home. But in our newer home that we bought in 2015, I believe, no grass. We have a little bit of fake grass that the dog already has pooped up, which we clean up. It's kind of easy to clean. But yeah, we only have fake grass and some desert plants that take very little water. An advisory committee is going to oversee the grass replacements. Now, what makes this headline news is states like California, other states have already instituted some temporary measures. This is permanent. The grass gets ripped out, desert landscaping, grass isn't coming back. Now, some people will say, why does Las Vegas need grass? Okay, it's a desert. Well, when you live in the desert, you really like to see a tree. I mean, you really, you know, in fact, it's interesting. With our old house where we used to live, it was kind of on a lake, in a lake area. They ripped out all the grass in the neighborhood, a surrounding. The drive was beautiful. There were hills of grass and trees. It was built, I think, back in the early 80s, the neighborhood. When water was more prevalent, they ripped out the grass and put in rocks. So, and it's a shame because, you know, the grass is making oxygen. I love plants. I love plants so much that I can't see healthy plants get ripped out. But they believe that this move is going to save about 10 billion gallons of water annually. Now, currently, anybody that has grass will get a rebate of $3 per square foot in Nevada, or in Southern Nevada, if the grass removed, replaced with desert landscaping, up to the first 10,000 square feet converted per property per year. Beyond the first 10,000 feet, the Water Authority will provide a rebate of $1.50 per square foot. So since it costs money for people, individuals, to do this if they wanted to, they're going to rebate money, which is cool. But where this kind of started is in April, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation released a report on major water reservoirs of the Southwest, and their 24-month projections were pretty grim. So with Lake Mead, Lake Powell dropping, they said by August, if they call it, we're going to have to make some big cuts. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.